Hello, listeners. This is Darren, and welcome to another episode of The Criterionist, a look at the Criterion Collection, one spine number at a time. This is episode 46, so we'll be taking a look at spine number 46, and that's Irving Pichel and Ernest B. Schoensack's 1932 film, The Most Dangerous Game. This is a podcast where I will spoil this film left and right, so just be warned. Go watch the movie before listening to this podcast, or just proceed with caution, because I'm going to spoil, I will most likely spoil this film. Alright, with that, let's get into the plot. So the film starts on this boat full of what I assume is hunters, or people who are hanging out with our main protagonist, Bob Rainsford. Played by Joel McRae, and he's a famous hunter. He's like an expert hunter. They talk about this one time he shot a tiger that was like right in front of his face. Just very skilled, very brave. Some say he's like dumb for getting that close to these dangerous animals. Yeah, and then they're kind of lost, I guess. So they're heading towards these lights. They crash onto this island where Bob kind of finds this weird castle. He meets Zaroff, played by Leslie Banks, who is this very eccentric, like melodramatic guy, very theatrical, I guess. Just very dramatic, overdramatic guy, who is gonna. Says he's gonna protect him and house him and wait till rescue arrives. So yeah, Bob just kind of waits, meets Eve, played by Faye Ray from King Kong. Getting to King Kong a little later, I guess. And Eve's brother, Martin, who's just this. He's basically the comic relief of the film, I guess. They hang out. Eve is kind of like, I think this guy's trouble. This is Zaroff. His name is Zaroff, so he's obviously trouble. But they're kind of skeptical. Bob's gets a little skeptical. Then they eventually, Zaroff invites them to hunt. Or he like tells a story about hunting. And we find out he hunts the most dangerous game. Which that's what he refers to the game as, and the game is humans. This guy's gotten so bored with hunting rabbits, hunting the deer, and then hunting probably tigers like Bob, that he's moved on to a more, I guess, challenging victim, which is the human. So he has people crash on his island. I guess he uses the lights, or they just happen to crash, and he hunts them. He lets them like work out and hunt, and then he gives them a 24-hour head start. Well, I think they have a knife or something, maybe, and then he goes out and hunts them. And that's what happens to our to Bob here. And then just because. The movie needs a female protagonist to tag along. Eve goes with them as well, and then yeah, I guess that's the plot. I guess let's get into what I thought about it. The weird thing about this movie, it's not too weird, I guess. This film is short. It is very short. It's 1 hour and 7 minutes. Which I guess, like, Frankenstein, I think is like 70 minutes, 70-something. And Dracula's not very long either, but it's just so weird to see a movie so short. But yeah, I guess it makes sense, because the Great Depression, all the Marx Brothers were 70 minutes or shorter, it seemed. But the Great Depression was going on at this time, or at least starting. So I guess it makes sense why films were so short, and I know that theaters played a lot more than just the movie. They played like news footage and a cartoon. I don't know around this time, but I just, it's so weird to see it's so short. Another reason I think it's so short, apparently it was filmed at night after King Kong wrapped up. So maybe this, and it does feel like the aftermath or like a side project kind of. King Kong, I love King Kong, one of my, not one of my all-time favorites, but one of my favorites. This is less than that. I remember watching this a long time ago and not liking it at all. I thought it was boring. I thought it was, again, it was really short, so I'm like, there's nothing in here. And there, this time around, I liked it a lot more. It felt like one of those classic horror movies, kind of. Frankenstein, Dracula, King Kong. But not as great as a main character or like a villain. Zaroff is, like I said, he's theatrical. But he's not memorable in many ways, except the fact that he really wants to hunt Bob. This whole film just kind of feels like an afterthought. No real character moments. You get the first scene. You get the first scene, and it feels like it's like 5 minutes, not even 10 minutes, on the boat, and then it just crashes. So all these people die, and we barely even know them. We know that they think Bob here is a good hunter, but we don't really know anything else about them. But yeah, so every scene feels like that. It feels a little more rushed than other films like King Kong, which is from, also stars Faye Ray. So this is, so it must have been terrible to, she must have been up for hours. I guess most actors are, but she just went from this movie to that movie. No real character moments, and it's only an hour long, a half hour not hunting, a half hour of the hunt, which is just, again, rushed overall too quickly. I think Bob falls into a waterfall. You think he's dead. He comes back right away. And then I can't remember what happens. Honestly, I can't remember what happens to Zaroff, but he's probably dead. And they are probably rescued, but it's like snapping, it's over, blinking, it's over. But for most of the hunting scene, which I guess is 15-20 minutes tops, it's enjoyable. It's pretty suspenseful. You see like Zaroff in the background, like trying to find them. They're hiding. They hide in the trees. They hide in caves. There's dogs, which honestly feels like cheating. Like if you can't find them yourself, then why are you giving them this challenge? I guess if they win, they kill him, or if they just last like 24 hours, they get to go home, which of course we don't believe them. But yeah, it's okay. It's fine. I'm at a loss to words to find anything to say, cause it's so dang short. So yeah, I guess I'll get into the themes of the film, which I did find a little bit. Zaroff kind of feels like a drug addict, who needs hunting to survive in place of drugs for the drug addict. And as like an addict would, he's always coming back for more and gets so used to the stuff he's on that he needs more heavy stuff, more hardcore stuff. And so, you know, Bob is, it's hinted, I guess, that Bob is getting there hunting tigers so up close that because he's so used to the deer are getting easier, the tigers from maybe far away were getting too easy that he has to go so up close. But Zaroff has passed him way farther than he has ever gone, probably ever will. He's hunting humans, like I said. And that's, yeah, he's like an addict that just needs more heavy and hardcore stuff and can't seem to stop. Because it really seems like he's addicted and he's troubled and he needs help, obviously, because he's shooting humans for fun, but not even just shooting them or killing them, just trying to see if he can outsmart them. Yeah, and that's troubling. I guess the other theme that would be in this film, if at all, is people, is like war, kind of. The world being against each other and people just killing people. This was after World War One, right before World War Two, so the world was in a dark place, it feels like, at this time. The Depression was, I can't remember if it was getting started or just, it's still going on, but yeah, the world wasn't in a good place. America wasn't in a great place, and this movie was maybe just made to be a symbol for how we felt about each other, or how the filmmakers or screenwriters, the screenwriter, whose name is James Kremlin, maybe they felt this was a time to express how they felt the world felt about each other, which was they felt like killing each other. Or going against each other, at least. Or at least one party felt like going against another party who didn't deserve it. It seems like an anti-war film, very subtly. Probably the best thing the film has going for it is it's not super subtle, but the subtle looks at what humanity was at the time. And I really like that. The acting is pretty good. Again, nothing special. No Bela Lugosi type thing or Boris Karloff as Frankenstein. But Leslie Banks, Zaroff, is really good. I really like him. And I don't know. Martin, not much to say about Martin, the brother of Eve, who is killed quickly, almost. I feel like Martin is just killed, not hunted, but Zaroff just has enough of him and Martin's gone. But yeah, he's pretty funny in his scenes. Another thing that worked for me during this film. But yeah, Joel McRae is fine. Fay Wray is good. Not stupendous, but not bad at all. Not as bad as a movie as I thought it was. But yeah, that's all I have to say this episode. Way too short. Not very much going on besides the little bit of themes I saw, a little bit of subtlety. But yeah, next time on The Criterionist, I will be talking about the 1997 film by Eric Skarjeberg. Very sorry, do not and recognize all the letters even. But yeah, he made a film called Insomnia, which I believe Christopher Nolan remade in like 2002. But yeah, I'm very excited about this one. Check that out next time. And you can follow me on Twitter at The Criterionist. And read my movie review blog, schmuckforlife.wordpress.com. Lots of recent movies for reviews of recent movies going up. And listen to my other podcast, The Rosebuds, which I co-host with my friend Andrew. We talked about The Muppets and TV show Pilots, I believe, is coming up next. We're gonna just rank all the TV show pilots, sitcoms, not TV shows, that we like or dislike. Yeah, so go listen to that. I have a lot of fun with that. And thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye.